The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Still to come this hour, Matt Brown in one of the more underrated surprise bookings of the morning. Kelly Bidlin was able to get Matt Brown, co-host of The Handle. Matt is a tough get because Matt's got stuff he's doing. Some days it's legs. Some days it's upper body. He's got to make time. And we got Matt Brown here to talk golf with us, the Players' Championship. By the way, between the Players' Championship and Indian Wells, NFL drama, the conference tournaments leading into March Madness,
yeah.
If you don't love this time of year, you may not have a pulse. It is awesome.
I was entering your tennis bets this morning,
yeah.
And I was letting the guys know for the graphics. I'm like, hey, we got, you know, tennis bets. And I'm like, oh, wait, I got an NBA bet, too, that I made an overnight bet I made last night, but there's so much going on,
yeah.
I, like, forgot I made the bet.
We got Will Hill coming up to talk college basketball and NBA with us. Well, you want to wait for your NBA bet with Will?
Yeah, we'll talk with
Will.
We'll
do it with Will. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's collusion season. We really like to make Dude, this song jammed back in the day. It's song in 1980, Just an Illusion by Imagination, which as I was driving in this morning, I'm like, just a collusion. That song is 43 years old and still stands the test of time. We bring in Mike Pritchard, our own Mike Pritchard, former NFL player, former first-round draft pick, former national champion. Well, you're always a national champion. You're not a former national champion. It's Mike Pritchard, everybody. How you doing, Pritch?
I'm doing great. You got me thinking of my Jerry Curl days with that song right there.
Great. So, listen, you know better than us. Mm-hmm. This is, we're talking about Lamar Jackson now. For those who have just landing on the show right now, Lamar Jackson, given the non-exclusive franchise tag by the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, everyone kind of knew that was coming down the pipeline.
Right.
Ravens and him, 25 months of negotiation. They couldn't come to a deal. They had a choice, the Ravens did, to do exclusive tag him or non-exclusive. They go non-exclusive. And then, as we documented in the first segment of the show, Mike, a parade of reports, team by team, teams that covet a quarterback, the Panthers, the Commanders, the Dolphins were in there. Who am I forgetting? The Raiders. I'm forgetting one. There was a fifth team. One by one by one by one. They're all coming down and saying, we're not interested. Come on. Isn't this clearly the NFL owners saying to each other, oh, Deshaun Watson did not set the market. We're going to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, absolutely, Gil. You know, I think, and I was on Lombardi Line yesterday with Stormy, and I pulled back the curtain, anticipating whether or not it was going to be the exclusive or non-exclusive franchise tag with Lamar, and suggesting that, okay, these owners have probably had some conversations that they're not doing what Cleveland did. And so minutes after Lamar Jackson seemingly became available, I believe franchises, I won't go so strong as collude, but they collectively devalued Lamar Jackson though, right? Think about it. It doesn't serve them at all to be at a fever pitch and come out with statement after statement. Yeah, we love Lamar Jackson. We would love to have him here, because all that's going to do is drive the price up. And we already know that Lamar Jackson's price is a guaranteed contract situation, and the ownerships, they want to avoid that. So yeah, they definitely collectively devalued Lamar Jackson. That doesn't mean there's not interest. I believe there's a ton of interest.
I do too.
Right. And Lamar Jackson, in particular, your team out there in Washington. So I think there's a ton of interest. It's just, you know, teams want to do their due diligence and make sure that they have a chance to negotiate with Lamar Jackson.
By the way, Pritch's jersey, the Falcons, clearly the other team that I've neglected to mention, that was the other team that came out and said, we're not interested. Even though Bill Barnwell had them as the single highest team on his list of where it would make most sense for Lamar Jackson to go. So, Pritch, let me just ask you this then. How do you think this goes? Like, in the end, you know, when this is all said and done, is Lamar Jackson the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens next year, or is he elsewhere?
Well, I think it's a great possibility because of the fact that the Ravens could match any offer that Lamar Jackson can find. I thought, and I suggested this last week and even earlier this week, that as soon as that franchise tag came down for the Ravens, if I was Lamar Jackson, I would hire an agent. And I would throw it right back in their face. And he's got time to do that. Free agency doesn't start until next week. So, in other words, an agent, I think, can canvass the National Football League and really figure out what type of interest there is or what type of interest he could garner up. I mean, it's no different than Derek Carr getting out from under his no trade or that contract that he had with the Raiders. Okay, now he's free to go out there and generate interest and create a marketplace. And by doing that, he upped the price with the Saints as opposed to settling on a trade situation. So Lamar Jackson, he has leverage, but the owners asserted themselves collectively to devalue that leverage. So, yeah. I mean, I think Lamar Jackson, that's a wake-up call for him. I think he needs to hire an agent right now.
I love you, Prish, because you're the one hand, you're like, I won't say collusion, but they could. But then you almost defined the word collusion right after that. Collectively got together. Okay, so, and you think Aaron Rodgers does end up as a Jet? You think that's going to happen?
You know, if he wants to play, but...
If he wants to play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the Jets are desperate, right? And as a bettor, I know that the talent, I know that, okay, Aaron Rodgers would instantly elevate this franchise, but I would be cautious of that. You know, Brett Favre still wanted to play when he came back, but he stunk as a Jet. Now, he got better with the Vikings, obviously, right? But I think in Aaron Rodgers' case, there's no reason for him to pack it up and go home at any moment because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's nothing else for him to accomplish. I don't even know if he has the fuel within to chase another Super Bowl. It's not like he's motivated by chasing or winning another Super Bowl. Tom Brady, you couldn't deny the fact that he wanted to win a Super Bowl or he was in it to win championships. Where with Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what he's in it for at this point. And that is a big statement. I know the Jets players and everybody wants the talent and what they've seen in his wake. But in front of Aaron Rodgers is so dark that I would be cautious if I'm the Jets right now. And certainly I would be cautious if I'm a better too.
Do you buy into any of the Rich Eisen rumor about Tom Brady not being completely out of this yet, that he might have an eye to get back in with the Dolphins? And is Jimmy Garoppolo, I'll just add this one. Is Jimmy Garoppolo the guy that ends up in musical chairs, is the guy without the chair? He just ends up wherever he ends up in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that. I mean, these quarterbacks are kind of solidifying their situations right there. It's like Aaron Rodgers is only Jets or Packers, right, if he plays. You know, I think Jimmy G is probably that other quarterback that's out there that's intriguing for a lot of teams. It's fascinating because San Francisco closed the door on that possibility. Like, they don't have a quarterback. I mean, both of their quarterbacks are injured when it comes to Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. So I don't know why they shut the door that way, but they did. I think Jimmy G, the market is set from Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Daniel Jones, and all those guys.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be fast and furious where Jimmy G lands.
And I just can't believe we were talking about the Commanders. Commodores, Commodes, whatever you want to call them. I just can't believe, like, I was at home visiting my mom, and you listen to DC Sports Radio, and it's like, nope, they're Sam Howell of 11 completed forward passes. That's our guy. We are convinced that's our guy. And it just doesn't make any sense, right? Like, I just can't buy that, which is why the Lamar Jackson thing is kind of tantalizing as well. So,
Sam Howell is interesting because I think the offense coordinator that they have now, you know, Sam Howell, he's going to have to work pretty hard to impress that guy.
Okay, so if you're Eric Bieniemy, your buddy, wouldn't this be the perfect thing for you to go into Dan Snyder's office or you know, go into the front office and say, hey, let's get ourselves some Lamar Jackson. We're going to make this happen. Because for Eric Bieniemy, wouldn't that be the perfect thing now?
It would be. I mean, I think from a creativity standpoint and, you know, Lamar Jackson still, from a business standpoint, is still in the same region area, right, Gil? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're Snyder in the business side of the Washington franchise, I think that can pay dividends for you. On a football operations standpoint, I think they are collective. It feels like, in talking to people out there, that they are all on the same page now and going in one direction. So I know they're not mad at Sam Howell. They're certainly intrigued with that situation, but they do realize they need a quarterback. I'm sure some of those discussions are taking place with Lamar Jackson or about Lamar Jackson.
All right, last thing here. We have about a minute and a half. Top of the draft, I've asked you this before. I'll ask it of you again. It's a long time between now and the end of April. We just had the combine. And Anthony, we knew this was going to happen, Mike. Maybe we didn't know to the extent, but everybody, oh, my God, Anthony Richards is at the vertical, the broad jump. You know, really two characteristics you really need in a quarterback is a broad jump, Mike. What do you think happens? Do you think Houston or somebody else trades up? And if whatever team it is, who is the number one pick in the draft right now? I say this as a man who has multiple C.J. Stroud bets right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm not mad at you too, because that price has come down on C.J. Stroud, right? I mean, it jumped up to what, plus 500?
Stroud is now, it's funny because Kelly's in my area, he's right. C.J. Stroud has now gotten back to the second short shot in the market. Anthony Richardson drifting just a bit.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. I mean, the hype of Anthony Richardson after the combine, it's warranted, but it's hype. But when these teams are going to go back and scour the tape and they're going to look at the fact that Anthony Richardson has some development. C.J. Stroud does not need development. I think he can come in and start right away.
Me too.
His skill set is better. Bryce Young, I think they're equal from a skill set standpoint. But C.J. Stroud, I think he can be a superstar in this league. And a lot of people are going to start to realize that. Certainly after watching him in person, they're going to get more intimate with him at his pro day. But I that's not a bad bet. When it jumped up to the plus 500 range, I certainly wanted to jump on that.
Mike, I appreciate it. Did you think the NFL was ever going to become the NBA with the soap opera off-field stuff?
Oh, man, it's always a soap opera, Gil. I mean, there's some things I can discuss with you, for sure.
Well, that's on the VSiN Plus Plus subscription. Everybody can get that. I would like to do that show next time. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Mike Pritchard at MI Pritchard, VSiN host. And, of course, we are better for it, that's for sure. Will Hill, we're better for having him as well. College basketball handicapping later, next with Hoops Picks.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets, tools like our exclusive betting splits, plus our Big Dance bracket and betting guides. These guides feature in-depth breakdowns of all 68 teams, Cinderella selections, bracket predictions, and picks on every tournament game from VSiN experts like Brent Musburger and Greg Hoops Peterson. Sign up today to get the betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. You know, the nice thing about Greg saying, hey, man, I'm sleeping between 6 a.m. and noon, so, like, I can't do the show, is that I can say anything about him, and he can't come back to me and say, Gil, I heard what you said about me on the show. I was like, really? I thought you were asleep, Greg.
Yeah, you're right. These don't get recorded anywhere.
No, these are – nobody knows where to find these.
You can say anything, and nobody can hear it, Gil.
We get tweets of beating the book. Corbin at Corbin 13, I believe it is, Corbin 013. Keyboard pounding attitude is much needed. A man of many talents, Kelly Bidlin is, such as golf rants, bouncer keeping people from getting into the studio, and keeping those damn construction crews under control. You know how they love those jackhammers. Yes, you are a man of many talents.
Forgot about the jackhammer. Jeez.
What I appreciate about Corbin is that he listens to every little detail of the show. I love that. Thank you so much. Jesse Welch, Nori 40-1 on DK as well. Nick Papagiorgio. I missed the beginning of the show today. Can you post or repeat your tennis plays? Why are you laughing at me?
Nick Papagiorgio. It's the guy from Vegas. It's the nickname from Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, it's like Joey Bag of Donuts when he texts us. Can you repeat your tennis plays with the lines for today? Much appreciated. Can we throw up my tennis plays? Can I get a chance here, gentlemen? By the way, Jay Court also saying, DK move Nori very quickly, LOL. Johnny Ringo, Matt Brown into kick paper footballs across the desk today? Can't get him to... Here are the tennis picks, by the way. Katie Swan, minus 116. Don't play that higher than minus 130. Rebecca Peterson at the bottom, plus 168. Don't play that lower than plus 140. Lesia Tarenko's actually gone against me. You can get a better number than my plus 101. She's about plus 110.
Nick Papagiorgio used to be my favorite thing of, like, the line was, he's like, I put a quarter in, I win a car. I put a quarter in, I win a car. I always thought it was hilarious until I met Randy McKay, who seemingly that happens with at the Silverton. He's won, like, 20 cars from the Silverton over random contest.
Randy McKay's got the cheat code.
He does.
Brian M., Aaron Rodgers is in it for Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he is. We'll get to more tweets here momentarily. But Will Hill joins us, ladies and gentlemen. There's a Matt Youmans Invitational College Basketball Contest. I believe that's what it's called. Isn't it called the Matt Youmans Invitational, Kelly? Is that what it's called?
I thought it was a Circa College Basketball Contest.
Okay, maybe that's it. Will Hill is your leader. Will Hill coming off a 5-0. What is it, a two-game lead over the field now? Will Hill joins us, everybody. How you doing?
Gil, what's going on? I was listening to you earlier. You called yourself a tennis hardo. I listen to the show. You know all these sports. To me, you're just a hardo. So I think you sell yourself short. But...
Sorry.
And I mean that sincerely. But yes,
I know you do. I know you do. I thought
two-game lead with 10 to play here. Two-game lead. And I got a decent tiebreaker situation with the best bets. So hopefully you just run the ball, get out of here with a win.
Well, just run the ball, run out the clock. What is the prize here, Will? Is it just satisfaction and principle and just bragging rights? What are we talking about?
I'll have to check the fine print here. There's a trophy. There's some things that have to come to the Circa to collect on. But like you said, it's more the pride. It's more the satisfaction to beat all these people. So hopefully I can hang on here. Five games next week on Thursday, then another five on Friday, and that's it.
All right. Are you feeling tight about it or are you feeling good about it?
I'm feeling okay. I'll feel better once the lines come out, the bracket comes out, so I know like where I'm going with these picks. But I've been seeing the board pretty well. So, well, look, I'll make the picks. I'll let the chips fall where they may, and we'll go from there.
Jim Root and Tim Murray, the two gentlemen who are on your heels.
Boo.
Boo, Jim Root, Tim Murray. Boo. All right. We love those guys. All right, today, let's start with college basketball. So, as I mentioned earlier, man, a bevy of conferences once again begin their tournaments today. Big East, Big Ten, Big 12. These are the big ones. Conference USA, MEAC, Mountain West, Pac-12, SEC, SWAC. That on the heels of the ACC, A-10, Big West, and Metro Atlantic and WAC starting yesterday. Most of those continue today, although a couple of them, I think the WAC and the Big West take a day off. And then, of course, we have three championship games that will decide auto bids, including, by the way, the Southland, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Northwestern State, Patriot League, Colgate, Lafayette. And then the Big Sky, 12-22, Northern Arizona Lumberjacks, the 9 seed in the Big Sky tournament against number 2 Montana State. You and I were up last night. Did anybody watch this Montana State, Weber State slog of a game last night? The semi went into double overtime and ended 60-58.
God.
It was just, oh my God. Any plays in any of the championship games today, Will?
Just in general, I like to play in these single bid leagues and the championship games first half under. I just think sort of like the Super Bowl is low scoring early. It's max intensity on defense. These teams are a little tight, a little conservative on offense. I think, you don't get every ticky-tack call. There's more methodical on offense. So I'll probably look to play some of these first half unders. I did play the first half under in this game that's about to start in 10 minutes. How great is this? We get a game starting in 10 minutes.
So great.
Davidson, St. Bonaventure, under 63.5 first half. I just think that's going to be an empty building. Not a lot of energy. These kids aren't used to playing this early. So I think that's one where you look at the under 16 timeout and it's like 4-2, something like that. I just think we'll get off to a sluggish start. So first half under, I played in that one. And I do have a play, Syracuse, which I think starts at noon Eastern. That's 40 minutes from here. You get them plus 3.5. I think they're still out there. These teams played 4 days ago, and Syracuse shot 2 of 14 from three. They missed a bunch of free throw shots, 60% from the foul line, and they still won by 9. And to me, I know people are kind of down on Boeheim. They think he's like a whiner. They think he's past his prime, which, maybe he is. But to me, he's still a really good tournament coach. That zone is really tough in a tournament setting. Getting 3.5 here, I think they beat him again.
Such a great country, man. I have such great memories of like ACC tournament when I was a kid. They used to, where I grew up, they used to let us like out of class to watch ACC tournament games. Of course, Syracuse wasn't the ACC back then. But a first half under from Will in the Atlantic 10, St. Bonaventure and Davidson, which tips off in about 8 minutes. And then at the top of the hour, Syracuse catching the points against Wake.
By the way, Boeheim has looked the same for about 45 years. I don't know how that is possible.
You know, so you know, I took a flight during the pandemic. We're all wearing masks, and he sat across the aisle from him. And I was the whole flight. I was like, what creative thing can I say to him? What Georgetown laden dig can I get in on him? I didn't come up with anything. And at the end, he was like surprised, like, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" He was like, "Oh, you knew who I was." Looks exactly the same. Of course, the giveaway was when he was on the phone going, "Hey, Jim Boeheim here." That was a problem. That's how I knew it.
Did everybody in the cabin hear me?
I know, really.
Say louder.
Anything else in college hoops today or just those two?
I did play Ohio State on the money line. I think they're giving a point, taking a point. It's right around to pick them. I just think, look, I've been betting them a lot lately. I've been picking them in the contest. To me, they're more talented than the season they've had. They really underachieved. They're more athletic than Wisconsin here. Sensabaugh is going to be the best player on the floor. So they've been playing well. They've been covering. They had a nice win against Maryland. They beat Illinois a couple weeks ago. They're playing pretty well right now. And sometimes you see this with teams that are talented, that underachieve. You get a nice little reset button. You get a fresh start in the conference tournament. So Ohio State, I think, wins today. I was looking at them to win the conference tournament. They're going to have to win 5 games. So that's asking a whole lot. And it's only 60-1. But if they win today, they get Iowa. Then they would get Michigan State. It's not impossible they make a run, but probably one of those scenarios where you're better off with a money line rollover parlay. Same thing, honestly, for Syracuse. I was looking at Syracuse. I'm surprised more people aren't on them at 100-1, considering their history of making runs in these tournaments. The ACC is just awful, so it's like there's anybody they just can't beat. So those are two I was looking at, but I don't know. It'd be fun if, these big conferences, it's fun when you get bid stealers, because otherwise you get to Saturday, Sunday, all these teams are in anyway, and there's not a lot of juice to it.
Hey, Will, when Jerry McNamara gets on a run, anything's possible with Syracuse. You know how it goes.
Well, he's got Dievendorf passing to him, and you got McNamara. Get it going.
Anything's fine. So you have no conference tournament bets in play right now, or not making one for the ones that start today?
I did take Fordham. I think you get them 15-1. They actually went 24-7 this year in the A-10.
Okay.
Those of you who haven't been following the A-10, which is probably most of you, the A-10 is awful this year. It's only going to get the champion in, which is not typical for the A-10. Usually that's a 2 or 3+ bid league. I think Fordham's got as good a chance as anyone. To me, there's not a dominant team, so I did play Fordham at 15-1.
And just to be clear, none of your plays today were contest plays for you.
No, contest is next week. It's March Madness. It's the actual tournament. 5 Thursday, 5 Friday.
Gotcha. Ooh, man.
Try to follow along, Gil. You got to pay attention to your guests once in a while. My goodness.
My goodness. I really should get out of the phone, huh? Okay, NBA real NBA real quick. Kelly's play real quick in the NBA is?
I played the Cavs tonight in Miami. I keep fading the Miami Heat because they suck, but they keep beating me. So it might not be a bad might not be a good play tonight. You might not want to tail along with me. Might want to tail along with Will Hill, though, because I know he's been cashing big time.
What you got, Willie? What you got?
Over 234, I think it is. Mavericks, Jazz. You lost by the hook if you bet it in the wrong time yesterday. But to me, the Mavs are just a straight over team. They're great on offense. They are dreadful on defense. They're so small. They can't guard anybody. So over in, Mavs and Pelicans today, over 234.
I didn't want to text you last night, Will, because I didn't know what number you had. I was
like... Will Hill, everybody. Greatest dude ever. Not the Will Hill. Plug something, Will.
Gold Boys Discord, twitch.tv/Gold Boys Network. See you guys.
See ya. Will Hill. Not the Will Hill. That's two E's on the V for all of his quips on Twitter as well.
He's all over the Mavericks over. It's a good point.
Bro, that's the funniest dude here.
Love him.
Love that guy. Coming back, Matt Brown's funny. Won't kick field goals, though. Golf next. Numbers Game, Visa, the sports betting.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Matt, no. Splitting bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits, every game available at VSiN.com. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well. In addition to the tennis bets I made here for today at Indian Wells, Kelly also made 3 futures plays over the last 3 days. UCLA 12-1 to win it all in college hoops. I added to my CJ Stroud +682 to go first with a +340 after I was spun. Bricks and mortar spun at the desk at Caesars from +350 to +340. Well, do you still want it or not? That's what the guy said to me. Just like that. And then the Warriors to win the Western Conference, I got at circa +685 yesterday. To win the West, even young Gil making a concession, they're not going to win it all. But I did to win the West. What I did not bet is the Kings to win the Pacific at +190 because they play the Knicks, the Suns, and the Bucks here back-to-back-to-back. So I'm going to let them play that out before I make that bet.
It's going to be an interesting run to the end.
Yeah, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the upset bookings of the week, Kelly Bidlin was able to get Matt Brown on the show. Matt Brown, co-host of The Handle, here weekends on the network. Former host, of course, of Final Countdown with Stormy. where he ingested a chip and we all thought he was going to perish live on air. And of course, primetime action. Matt Brown, everybody. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. And you, my friend, you look well, sound well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everything going well with you.
20 pounds deep, man. Wishnev, the Wishnev tennis diet. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
There it is.
You're a pickleball guy, right? You're like taking this pickleball seriously.
Yeah, it's you got to get in on the pickle, man. Like it's taking over the country. The nation.
Are you and Ben Wilson still going all over Las Vegas hustling people in pickleball games?
No, you see, I don't know if you know or not. So I have a lot more time here lately. But Ben is a busy man. Like Ben's got like 47 different jobs, and very little time for Ben to pickle.
I understand. He's a busy man. Yeah. That Ben Wilson's going to be famous. He is. All right. The Players Championship, Mateo. If the Masters at Augusta National is the most predictive of all golf courses from year to year, it has been known for many years now that the Players Championship and the course there at Sawgrass with the iconic 17th hole, Island Hole, is perhaps the least predictive, or at least in the group of the least predictive. Is that how you see it? And if so, how does this work out for you? What are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to understand heading into this one that you can do your very best in trying to identify the golfers that you feel have the best opportunities here with the skill set that you believe to be important. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, you can go through. Past champions are littered with missed cuts. You are looking at some of the very best players in the world that have missed cuts, come back, T5, missed cut. I mean, it's one of those things where, one, there's always the Florida weather thing, although it does look like, as we are sitting here right now, it does not look like the weather is going to be bad, but there's always Florida weather that can pop up. And as you mentioned, I mean, there's water on 17 of these holes. There's 84 different bunkers out there on this course. And with that being the case, there is just a lot of trouble that is lurking, and some of these dudes can get in trouble and not be able to get out of it and not be able to fight their way out of it. So I am embracing the chaos this week. I understand that there might be, you know, all these guys on my outright card might all get cut. And if that's the case, then so be it. But this is still one of my favorite tournaments of the year. I love watching these guys try to navigate, and so many different strategies, right, too. I mean, there are people who are going to be able to pull driver because they feel confident in it. There's going to be a lot of people that are hitting irons off the tee here. So it's just going to be a match of wits. And we've seen everybody from the very elite guys win this thing all the way to, 500 to ones win this thing. So it's going to be fun.
Ooh, so all that as a backdrop, all that in the wash, who would you end up with?
Yeah. So I am looking here at some of these dudes that, look, I don't like playing Patrick Cantlay. I've always hated Patrick Cantlay. I don't like the way his face looks. I don't like the way his demeanor is out on the course. I don't like, he looks like a bowling pin out there. I just, there's a lot of things I don't like about Patrick
Cantlay. Yeah, okay.
But I mean, well, this is all to drive home how hard it is for me to click the button for Patrick Cantlay, but I clicked the button for Patrick Cantlay this week. So, it's one of those things where I ran, I'm modeling on three different sites now these days. And so, So basically all three in their various algorithms spit out Patrick Cantlay in the top five of every single version of every single thing that I did all over long time frames. I mean, it didn't even matter. He's got long-term success. He's got midterm success. And he's got recent success as well. And if we're kind of looking at what the floor is for a guy like Patrick Cantlay, it's very hard to look past the fact that this is a guy that has just gone out there over and over and over again. And now outside of the waste management, but I can't think of a guy who's less suited to the waste management than Patrick Cantlay. I mean, like, he's not having fun when he's golfing. He doesn't want to be a part of the party that's happening down there, but
you take that out of it when he's golfing.
Yeah. I mean, but you go back to June 5th of 2022, T3, 14th outright, T13, T4, T8, T2, T57, a win, a T7, another win, T2, T16, T26. I mentioned the miscut at the Phoenix. He's not a party guy. He hated being there. Then he comes back third at the Genesis and then a T4 at the Arnold Palmer. I mean, the floor for this guy is so incredibly high, with the ceiling also being a win. So Patrick Cantlay, unfortunately, makes the card this week.
Unfortunately, but man, will you love that face if he wins? That's for sure.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know. Maybe he'll smile. Who knows? We'll see.
I'll just let you run through these in the interest of time. Yeah. But I see he's not quite in Scheffler Rahm status, where you might want to think about having a piece of him every week. But Max Homa's certainly getting there, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's in the same breath with with some of those guys for me, Gil, at this point. I mean, the consistent finishes that you're getting out of Max Homa, the elite level of play at all facets of the game. I mean, listen, if you look last week, he still T14 last week, despite the fact that he had his worst putting and around the green and short game in about a year. And he's still T14. His game is so good that even losing all of that, he was still able to find a T14. If he straightens that stuff up, which I imagine that he will, I think he'll be in the thick of it for sure with Max Homa. Tom Kim is a guy, listen, we don't normally take first-year players here. I kind of like guys that have had some sort of at least a couple of rounds under their belt, right? I don't even really need success all that much here. But look, Tom Kim just seems like a different type of dude to me. He's out there having fun. Even when he's playing bad, he's having fun, just smiling, enjoying being out on the golf course. And honestly, these shorter courses where you can club down, you don't have to be long. Being a bomber is not a prerequisite. I think it fits Tom Kim's game a ton. So really do like him a lot. And to the opposite of that, here comes Keith Mitchell, who is a bomber. But the thing about him is he's long and straight. If you look, he's number one in total driving on the tour this year. And if you look, this is a guy that is more accurate off the tee than a lot of these guys that we just consider to be short, accurate guys. Like he is so, so, so good. The approach leaves a little bit to be desired, but I'm going to take him being long and straight off the tee, and then he can hit some of those shorter irons in. So like Keith Mitchell this week, and then just two long shot bombs and Ryan Fox and Aaron Rye. These are two guys that whenever you suck in their DP World Tour stuff and their Asian Tour stuff and all the different rest of world stuff, they haven't had a ton of success over here in the States, but certainly internationally they have, and you're looking at big numbers on them, triple digit numbers on these guys. And so maybe they can just put me in a position on Sunday to be able to lock in some sort of profit. First round leaders on Cantlay and Mitchell, they both tee off early. That seems to be the very best of everything that you're going to get. Super calm conditions, you know, pristine greens because nobody's played on them yet, all of that. So like Cantlay and Mitchell's first round leaders. Top 10s on Jason Day, who's just been a top 10 machine of late. Keegan Bradley, who Kelly and I have lost more money on than any human being on the face of the planet, but he's playing well. He says he's playing well. He loves the way he's playing right now. Top 10 on him. Top 20 on Tyrrell Hatton, who just was a model monster, was all over inside the top 12 and basically every single thing that I did there. Playing well as well. Good form. Top 20 on Tyrrell Hatton. Top 40 on Wyndham Clark, and then Jason Day over Matt Fitzpatrick in the head-to-head market. And that's kind of where I'm at this week. Wow. Listen, I will come in live on this thing if some of these numbers start to drift. I do want to at least throw that out there because it is a tournament with a lot of variance. And as you mentioned, Gil, you can dunk it in the water and then this thing can shift and flip very, very quickly. So I'm going to be paying a lot of attention come Friday, Saturday, whatever it might be, to maybe fire a couple more bullets in there.
One last thing, because Kelly mentioned this earlier, and you, Kelly, and I used to do this on primetime. We used to play one-and-done golf, and a lot of people are in one-and-dones. This is a massive purse, so this is the time to not mess around and call your shot.
Do not get cute.
Yeah, not get cute. Are you in a one-and-done, and if so, who did you play this week?
Yeah, I'm in a lot. Unfortunately, I've already rattled through all the big guys, right? So wow. I have one where I have Rory left. I have one where I have Rom left. I'll play both of those guys in those. But I had Scotty at Phoenix, so I got the win out of him there. I'm playing Cantlay again. Like I said, the floor is so incredibly high. They're the top 13 spots in this tournament all pay $500K or more. And then, of course, we have five different spots that pay seven figures. So with the floor that Cantlay brings and the upside too, Cantlay's my one and done this week.
Okay. Matt Brown, everybody, co-host of The Handle, weekends right here on the network. Thank you, Matt.
Good luck at Indian Wells as well, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Can't wait to go tomorrow. Or Friday it is. I don't even know what day it is. At Matt Brown M2 on the Twitter machine as well for Mateo. Kelly hasn't been able to flesh out his Players Championship bets yet. We'll get his thoughts again on that. And some football as well. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, well, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20. MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. It must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Dave Dwyer. Awesome reference to Imagination's Just an Illusion. Brought it back, brought back memories of rollerblading at the rink. Oh, you remember those memories, don't you?
The roller rink, yeah.
Back in the day. Jeff Levine, hope I'm pronouncing that right, Jeff, at High Beams 45. He says, let's get past the collusion for just a moment. The NFL has the only hard salary cap, so I submit that Lamar getting full guarantee will threaten that and put one major advantage of the NFL, that minor markets can compete almost any year with more major markets. So I am in the owner's camp here. Jeff, both things are true.
Well, they both have directly to do with one another.
Yes. That is why, listen, as you know, you can be on Team Lamar and say, well, hey, look, the Browns paid Deshaun Watson $253 or $235, I can't even remember when you get up there, guaranteed for 4 years. And so that's the baseline with which he is operating as his own agent for his own contract. But absolutely, you know, we say it's collusion because collusion is not permitted. But yes, you understand the reasons why. They don't want their economic structure messed up like that. So absolutely what you're saying is right.
And it comes on the heels of in recent decades, right? Us even recognizing more the importance of the quarterback position, right? And of that specifically, how much money are you going to give to that compared to the rest of the salary of the team when you play underneath a salary cap? That is part of the problem with this situation.
It's the reason why I keep harping. You can only win a Super Bowl with a rookie contract overperforming so you can pay other players, or with a Hall of Famer. It's the reason why I constantly say the NFL plays a cruel trick on these teams, because you are forced into massive economic commitments to quarterbacks who you aren't clear if they're going to be a Hall of Famer. And in fact, you're probably saying to yourself, they're probably not going to be, but what's the alternative? And that's a horrible way to have to do business. Like, well, I mean, if we don't have this guy, what are we going to end up with? Like Washington, they're still trying to replace Kirk Cousins, right? After signing him to a year-by-year deal, I believe it was 3 years in a row. Don't hold me to that. It might have been 2 years in a row.
Right.
But they just didn't want to make a long-term commitment to him. They've been trying to replace him ever since. By the way, Baltimore, you know, is banking on the fact, maybe they knew that this was coming down the pipe, that nobody else is going to be interested, you know. But their, you know, part of their risk, if you think it's a risk, if you think it's a legit risk, is if we don't have Lamar Jackson, we are now one of those teams that doesn't have a quarterback. And trust me, as a fan of Washington, that is purgatory. Having an NFL team that does not have a stable solution at quarterback. It's just endless mediocrity. By the way, Steven Vegas commenting on, I mentioned the Weber State Montana State game last night that went into double overtime and ended up 60-58. I watched every second of it because I had an in-game on Montana State, which
still
got
went
home.
Under.
Dude. He said, he's showing me the box score. He goes, these are the stats from that game. Weber State, Montana State, double OT game, 30 turnovers and 16 assists. Were these players drunk? Dude, it was, if I didn't have a bet on it, double, I mean, my God.
Double overtime, 60-58 with a total of 130.
King Walrus missed the first hour and a half of ANG. Any way to get the Indian Wells plays? Yes. Swan, Cerenko, Peterson, all on the ladies' side. Swan, Cerenko, and Peterson. Kelly Bidlin did not get a chance to fully flesh out his Players' Championship golf thoughts. Kelly.
Yeah, plus make sure to go to VSiN.com. Always get the plays there every day if you miss any show. Players' Championship this week. Matt did a great job breaking it down. Just run through some of my plays again for the event. As far as outrights, I am on Cantlay and Homa with him. Cantlay, he actually comes out as my second highest-rated golfer this week. Gil, only behind your boy Scotty Scheffler. I will be looking to get in on Scheffler live if an opportunity presents itself. Not sure that it will. But yeah, love Cantlay this week. Did play him 18-1. Obviously, the market's on kind of on point with Cantlay, too, because I was expecting to get a longer number than this. But no, 18-1 is what I'll get. I'll take a piece of that now, maybe add even more in tournament. Max Homa, 22-1. Terrell Hatton, again, for that one was more of just a off-market price to me, at least. As Matt kind of said the same thing, my numbers were way higher on him. I thought he was going to be probably high 20s, so 35-1 worth an outright play to me. Keegan Bradley, more of the FOMO outright play there. I do have a much larger bet on him on the top 20 market at plus 185. Consistent performance at this course over the past 5 years. Most strokes gained over the field. And this guy has been great with his he's been great all season, actually, heading back to the fall. Max Homa, like he said, he was one of the top guys in approach last week. The putter let him down last week. If he makes a few more putts last week, he is right in the mix winning that tournament. There, I would expect some rebound in that category this week. And if he keeps hitting his irons like he is, we're going to see him in the winner's circle here again. Jason Day, he was a top five rated golfer for me everywhere. I just can't play his outright number where it's at. He's in the 20s, maybe a 30-1 you could find on him out there. If you want to play it, go ahead. I just couldn't get to that point with Jason Day yet, but I think he's a great finishing position bet. Top 20, I played him plus 125. Big bets in the top 20 markets for me this week. And then tournament matchups, did play Day over Fitzpatrick, Kirk over Adam Scott, Wyndham Clark over Denny McCarthy. A throwback to the primetime action golf draft days here, Gil. Nationality, John Rahm, top continental European.
I love it.
This is essentially a matchup play with Victor Hovland that I'm going to get a plus price. So plus 115 on there. First round leader, Cantlay, Day, Keith Mitchell. And I will be adding Keegan Bradley to this. That is not listed, but I will be adding Keegan.
How much would Matt Brown and I moan every time you got to the top continental European prop before we did?
Man, just because I can navigate the board better than you guys, okay? That's where I always won.
DraftKings, the sort of way to navigate that website, you were very adept at it.
I wonder if people caught on to, like, that first year we were doing that draft.
Yeah.
That was regularly hitting with Rahm in that market. I've never heard from anybody like, "Oh, I bet that every week."
By the way, this has nothing to do with anything, but the screens are on in the studio. Pau Gasol got his number retired by the Lakers. Did that surprise you at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like Magic, Abdul-Jabbar, Elgin Baylor, Worthy, Pau Gasol, Shaq, Kobe. One of these names is not like the other. No, I mean, great for him. Congratulations to Pau Gasol and the family. Oh, wow.
You really need to check out. I saw Tommy Beer tweet about it today, this morning, and he tweeted out a video of Pau Gasol singing How to Save a Life. It is one of the greatest things you'll see on the internet today, so you should go check that out.
That should be exciting.
And right. Gil, how about Jets Aaron Rodgers speculation?
Well, yeah,
dropping odds.
Yeah, let's compliment what we were talking about earlier, all the different football things we're talking about with the actual betting odds, and the Jets are now 25-1.
What they were yesterday.
That's what they were. What are they now?
18 to win the Super Bowl.
To win it all. All right. I mean, let me just ask you. Let's betting odds aside. Let me just ask you a football question. We're two guys. We're just talking about a football. Hey, if Aaron Rodgers is a starting quarterback for the New York Jets, do you believe they could actually win the Super Bowl? That's pretty. It's believable, right? It's a possibility.
Look, I think they step into the conversation.
Yeah.
In the AFC, the problem is the AFC.
Problem is, it's a lot of teams in that conversation, right? But from 25-1 to 18-1, and then some movement at the top of the draft, which we alluded to earlier, where remember the Anthony Richardson hype train after the combine made him the second short shot to be the number one pick in the draft for a brief moment in time. Well, now C.J. Stroud has gotten back to the number two position. Bryce Young still a solid favorite at minus 200, and I just don't buy it. I have Stroud at both plus 682 and plus 340.
Yeah, I've got 425, I think. You and I are going to have such good value at the CLV store. What are you going to pick out? I'm going to pick out like a stuffed panda or something.
I'm going to get a bagel and lox. I think that's what I'm supposed to get, I believe. So anyway, all these things moving, and they will continue to move day by day, week by week, month by month, as the draft takes place at the end of April. So we got so much time to bandy that about. And Free agency is only going to get more fascinating in the National Football League. Where will Lamar Jackson end up? Will he stay put after all of this?
Quick pro tip, one and done, don't hold back this week. If you're in one and dones, fire away on those the highest rated players you have.
The purse is all that matters in one and dones. Don't get cute. All of our betting tips at VSiN.com, sortable by show. At least 20 a day. Lombardi Line is next, NFL and beyond. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.